Shalom, Mishpocha. Shalom, family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpocha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile, it's finally come down to form one new humanity. Getting ready, Mishpocha, to blow the grandest shofar, the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. And I love prophecy that is based on Scripture. And I have a prophetic teacher by the name of Rabbi Jonathan Kahn that has received a revelation for, as Mordecai said to Esther, for such a time as this. And it's a revelation that it was never available before, although it was in the Scriptures for all of eternity, but it's available now. And it's time for the mysteries to be cleared up. As Rabbi Jonathan says, you will know information that Nobel Prize-winning economists don't know, that the media, the Pentagon, the White House doesn't even know. You'll find out what is affecting your bank account, your job, your mortgage. Everything goes back to a mystery hidden in the sands of the wilderness of Sinai. Jonathan proves that this ministry played out in September 2001, September 2008, and you can find out by just studying the progressive pattern what's going to happen in September of 2015. Explain some of this mystery, especially to those that did not listen that last week.
Okay, and we'll get to that 2008, coming up, not this one, but we're gonna lay the groundwork. Yeah, okay. The ultimate thing, there is America is in danger. America as a nation turning away from God, that has been blessed by God. There is a pattern of judgment that is revealed in the Scriptures. That as ancient Israel knew God and turned away, God gave specific signs, warnings of future judgment. And those same signs or harbingers or warnings have reappeared now in America after 9/11. It starts with 9/11. It starts with the same thing, an attack on ancient Israel, same thing, 9/11. Now, we're gonna move it forward. The second shaking now, the second warning. We're going to find an amazing thing here. The mystery of the harbingers or 9/11 never stopped. In fact, 9/11 never stopped. It moved forward. It's an ancient mystery going back 2,500 years. We're going to see it's behind everything from our national debt, the collapse of Wall Street, the recession. As Sid said, your bank account has been affected by an ancient mystery. And in order to understand it, we have to go back to ancient Israel. The breach happens. There's an attack by an enemy. God is shaking, allowing them to be shaken, but they don't repent. So Isaiah 9:10 is their vow of defiance. They will rebuild. So they fortify their walls of protection. They strengthen their defenses of national security. They vow a stronger, more powerful nation. So what happens? It's right in the prophecy. The prophecy goes forward saying that because they defied it all, God brings another shaking, another calamity to the land. And if they keep going and keep going, more shaking comes and then destruction. A commentary on Isaiah 9:10 says this way. It says, because God's purposes in trying to wake them up doesn't bring repentance, another judgment comes. So in other words, we're going to get to the Isaiah 9 effect, and that is this. If a nation, first of all, a nation cannot solve a spiritual problem with physical answers, with economic answers. So the mystery is going to be this, the Isaiah 9:10 effect. The attempt of a nation to defy the course of its judgment apart from repentance is going to instead set in motion a chain of events that are going to bring about the very calamity it seeks to avoid. So the mystery of ancient Israel replays in modern America. After 9/11, there's a campaign. America comes onto a campaign, embarks to rebuild its walls of protection, just like ancient Israel, fortify its systems of defense, to establish homeland security. And these things wouldn't be wrong in themselves, except without repentance, that's the problem. There's a launching of a global war against terror, two wars, Afghanistan, Iraq, all a reaction to 9/11. America is doing as ancient Israel did. It's trying to strengthen itself and without any turn to God. And so
if anything, with America, it's a turn away from God. President Obama recently said America is no longer even a Christian nation. I mean, we've taken prayer out of schools.
Yes.
We've taken in God out of the Pledge of Allegiance. We've literally done the opposite. We haven't repented. We've hardened.
Exactly. Exactly. It's got even worse. Exactly. And in the process, we're trying to strengthen ourselves. And that's what happens when a nation tries to do that. The Isaiah 9:10 effect kicks into motion. And so here's what happens. With all those attempts, it backfires. All the attempts to do what we want to do, what happens is our war on terror and all the other things. And again, in itself, it wouldn't be an issue. But with this, it adds multiplied billions of dollars to the federal budget. Funds are diverted from the economy. Massive amounts of government spending skyrockets the debt. And yet, it's another manifestation of the Isaiah 9:10 effect that would bring about the collapse of the global economy. It happened in the ruins of 9/11. The most critical effect of this happened right. They were concerned, the government was concerned, that 9/11 was going to destroy the economy. It was already weak. And so there was a fear it was going to hemorrhage. So to defy that, what they did on that Monday after the attack, the Federal Reserve lowered the target interest rate by 50 basis points. It was already low. But now, because of 9/11, they slashed it to extreme levels until it would go below inflation. And so, they would keep it there for a long period of time before raising it. And this was all the reaction of America to strengthen itself from 9/11 without repentance. So what happens? It sets in motion a chain of events. The Isaiah 9:10 effect says it's going to all come back at you. And so what happens is it will ultimately bring down the American economy. That extreme rate that was lowered creates easy loans, easy mortgages. The markets explode. The housing market further explodes. A credit bubble, it comes out. The stock market surges. It goes all over the world, affects other nations. This explosion in credit leads to massive debt. Banks make loans they never would have made. Consumers spend money on houses they never would have done. Personal debt skyrockets. Government debt skyrockets. And with all that, they're more and more risky business. And so the Isaiah 9:10 effect says that reaction to 9/11 is going to create an economic house of cards. September 2008, the Isaiah 9:10 effect comes into full force. The American financial system begins to crash, triggering the greatest economic disaster since the Great Depression. And behind the entire global collapse is Isaiah 9:10. What you try to do, we're going to rebuild, we're going to do this, it's going to come back if you don't repent. It's all going to backfire. It all begins in the ruins of 9/11. And one of the commentaries on Isaiah 9:10 says, divine anger being a remedial force, in other words, they're trying to bring repentance, is not going to cease. If one expression is resisted, another will be found. So here we got a 9/11, and now it comes back in an economic 9/11. And it all began in the dust of September 11th. And now, so it's in a sense coming back in a different manifestation. The American economy is shaken. The power of America is shaken. And not only that, the effect of this collapse has been to weaken America. It's hastening the end of the American-led world order that America's had since World War II. It's the beginning of the removal of America's crown as the head of nations, which we're seeing more and more signs of if America does not repent. And here another thing here. The entire collapse of the American economy in 2008 was triggered by a fateful decision, a mistake that the American government made. It happened in New York when the representative of the Federal Reserve, he appeared before the leaders of Wall Street, and he made an announcement. He said the government is not going to step in to save Lehman Brothers, which was collapsing. That decision to let Lehman Brothers fall set off the entire collapse of the economy. When did the government announce that fateful decision? It was Friday, September 12th. It was the anniversary of the day that the first harbinger was uttered. That when Tom Daschle made the vow, we're going to rebuild, we're going to come stronger. It was 7 years to the exact day that America made the fateful decision that would destroy the economy.
What you're going to explain is there's a missing ingredient that is going to help you put this all together, and it's called the mystery of the Shemitah, which Rabbi Kahn will explain a little later on in this week. But when you put the mystery that he brings out in Isaiah 9:10 together with the mystery of the Shemitah, it all is going to come into focus. What are we going to talk about tomorrow?
We're going to talk about a mystery that's not only ancient, but is hidden in the foundations of America itself and of America's rise to superpower. And it's going to bring together the harbingers with something that was hidden at the very beginning of America.
In Isaiah 9:10, you talk about the vows by national leaders that were critical in ancient Israel that really caused that defiance which released judgment. And you talked about two U.S. leaders. Tell me briefly about them again.
Yeah. On the day, the very day after 9/11, and this is the thing that links up with what happened 7 years later, it was on the anniversary of that, the head of the United States Senate himself gets up to present the nation's response to the calamity. And this is crucial, prophetically crucial, because it's the nation's response that determines the judgment. And so he gets up, and just mind-boggling. So I don't know how this happened, how his speechwriters could have done this, have not even realized what he was about to say, didn't even check, apparently, but it was a prophetic thing. He actually closes his speech by saying there's a word for America. And even that is like a prophetic address, because usually prophecies begin with saying this is directed to this person, this directed to this nation. He's saying it's directed to America, and then he vows, he gives the prophecy that of the ancient prophecy of judgment, where he repeats the vow of ancient Israel. Isaiah 9:10, he says, this is the verse, the bricks have fallen, but we will rebuild. The trees have been cut down, but we're going to plant cedars in its place. The actual ominous vow and prophecy that determined the judgment of Israel. And he has no idea it would happen again. It's like, who's orchestrating all this? I mean, nobody's putting this together. And yet 3 years later, on the anniversary of 9/11, then you have John Edwards do the exact same thing, and he builds his whole speech around the ancient vow of judgment, and none of them know, I don't even know if they know to this day what they did. They pronounce judgment on America.
All right, if I'm understanding you right, John Edwards is actually using the words of that ancient prophecy on judgment, and shortly thereafter, he falls. And then Tom Daschle, who is in power, represents the U.S., uses the same words. Then he falls. I wonder what happened on February 24th, 2009, when President Barack Obama used the same words. We're making the two-part prophetic series, Harbinger the Warning, Harbinger the Shaking, 7 CDs, available for a gift of $50. Get it. To hear this week's interview in its entirety, or to watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. To receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-447-2697. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521.